This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
The Lord. Let's lift up our hands to Jesus and just magnify His name tonight. Father, we honor You. Thank You, Lord Jesus. Pastor, thank you so very much, and your beloved wife, for this great honor. I trust God that we will see Jesus tonight. If it's all right, can I just have the choir help me? I see the Lord seated on the throne, exalted forever, and the train of His robe fills the temple. Just lift your hands tonight in the household of David. Thank you, Jesus.
I see the Lord. I see the Lord.
Thank you.
Blessed be your name. Jesus, it is you we have come to see. The revelation of Jesus. Let each man see your glory. Tonight, here at the household of David. Thank you, Jesus. Lorada balakatala rabaya. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come before you tonight on this exalted altar, on this holy ground, where there have been mighty deposits since the first session. Revelation upon revelation of Jesus unveiled from the very first teaching of our pastor to everyone that came after. We've heard, we've seen dimensions. Lord, we trust you tonight for another unveiling of Jesus. By the blood of Jesus, we gain access into the word tonight. Let the word come alive. Holy Spirit, breathe upon this word. Let there be diverse, specific encounters tonight. Holy Spirit, for all you do, I vow to return all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For it is in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm sure you're glad to be here tonight. I'm glad to be here tonight. Amen. Let's give the Lord a big hand of praise. Please be seated. Thank you, choir. Thank you, Pastor, I really deeply want to appreciate you and your beloved wife for this awesome privilege. I don't take for granted. I've been blessed from the first session of the Higher Ground Conference. Have you been blessed at all? I've been following everything that God has been doing here at the household of David, and it's amazing to be here live for the first time. Amen. Throughout this teaching tonight, for the moments I've been allocated, I'd like to ask that everyone remains focused on Jesus. And not anyone else, not including the one who is ministering to you, but all eyes on Jesus. Everything, as soon as I got in here tonight, has been speaking. The worship session, the hymn that was taken. I trust God that everything is specially packaged for you and I to truly encounter the Lordship of Jesus Christ. He's asked me to speak on what has been captioned, I see Jesus. I see Jesus. The revelation of Jesus Christ, the head of the church, thank you, Lord, will be incomplete without the revelation of the state of the church. I'll say that again so that it can sink in, and then we begin to unveil what he showed. The revelation of Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church, is incomplete without a revelation of the state of the church, which is the body of Jesus Christ. Many of us have had a revelation of the head of the church, but yet to begin to discern the body. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 29 to 31. But we'll take our text today from Revelation chapter 1. And we read from verse 1 to 11. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him, to show unto his servants things that must shortly come to pass. And he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John, who bear record of the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ and all things that he saw. Blessed is he at the household of David that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. That's what the hymn was about. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace be unto you and peace from him which is, oh my God, which was and which is to come, and from the seven spirits which are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead, unto the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood, and had made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Behold, he cometh with clouds, and every eye shall see him, and they also which pierced him, and all kindreds of the earth shall wail before him because of him. Even so, amen. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, said the Lord, which is and which was and which is to come. I mean the Almighty. I, John, whom am also your fellow brother and companion in tribulation, in the kingdom, and in the patience of Jesus Christ, which is in the isle which is called Patmos, for the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ. For I was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet, saying, I am Alpha and Omega, the first and the last. And what thou seest, write in a book and send it unto the seven churches which are in Asia, unto Ephesus, unto Smyrna, unto Pergamos, unto Thyatira, unto Sardis, unto Philadelphia, and unto Laodicea. Our revelation of the head without our revelation of the state of the body, which is joined to the head, is an incomplete revelation. Thank God for the head of the church, Jesus himself. But Jesus is concerned about the state of the body. And I'm talking about the church universal. John said, I am your brother. I'm not greater than you, but I have seen him. And I have seen what he has shown to me about the state of his body that needs urgent recovery and urgent attention. The revelation of the head without the revelation of the body, even so correct as it is incomplete. May God show and reveal to you and I where we really stand, what we really look like, not in prophecy, but in the now. I see Jesus. Because when I see Jesus, I don't only see the head, I see the body. I see Jesus. I do not only see the body, I see my member in the body. I see Jesus. It's been explosive from the beginning. I tell you, I've been following. But I believe this is one dimension that God wants us to pay attention to in the revelation of Jesus Christ. John saw him, but John also saw the state of the body. The state of the seven churches, which is not a denomination. No, it shows to you and I our member in the body. If you really catch a revelation of Jesus, you will catch a revelation of where you are now in Him. People of God, I've not come here as an authority. No. No. I've come here as a fellow brother in a generation such as ours to tell you that I don't think God is really pleased with us. The signs are everywhere. There is need for a glimpse of where we are. Oof. In Romans chapter 12, verse 5. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. So a revelation of the head of the church should raise awareness of the state of his body. And so seven churches described here, again, do not refer to a denomination, but by revelation, you see yourself in one of those seven states. And out of seven, only two were commended. And we'll run through that exposition, trusting that the Lord will help us as we see Jesus to see ourselves, to repent, to realign, to position ourselves for this last revival that will come before the appearing of the Lord. Lift up your hands. Pray in the Spirit if you can. I trust the Lord for this. Just where you are, la radaba katanish kepre de manana, lorus ketefia kadamanahi klado shabada, lefrete pin ketuna mahangre tepe, iflurus ketible kneyangro tuklakarani amra niklos katangaradia. Thank you, Lord. I understand that this is not a popular message, but it's a needed message. And the openness of a house like this gives the room, the audacity to share this authentic message that will reposition us. This generation is not wasted. We will still see the glory of God. Did I hear an amen from somebody? The seven churches examined is a call to examine ourselves. 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 5 to 7. We are called to examine ourselves. Whether we be in the faith, prove your own selves. Nobody is coming to you. You prove it. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you. Again, revelation. except he be reprobate. When we catch an authentic revelation of Jesus Christ, it's automatic that we turn. It's automatic that we return. And it is automatic that we begin to burn instantly. Why? We have caught a revelation of him. Now let's go to these seven churches, Revelation chapter 2. We begin with the church at Ephesus. Remember again, this is not a denomination. This is not a local assembly, as it were. This talks about you and I and where we stand. Revelation chapter 2, verse 1, and we read to verse 7. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus, write. These things said he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand and walketh in the midst of the seven golden sticks. I know thy works and thy labor. So this is a laboring church, a church full of works, an individual laboring, an individual full of works, and has patience, and how thou cannot bear them which are evil. Very heavy standards. And thou hast tried them which said the apostles. These people are loaded in the world. And are not, for thou hast found them to be liars. Verse 3. And has borne and has patience for my name's sake. Ah, what a description of a church, of a group of believers or an individual. He said, and you, for my name's sake, has labored and has not fainted. This should get commendation and we can close the book. Nevertheless, that's the head of the church speaking now. The body is not to tell the head what to do. The head is the one authorized to direct the body. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you. By now you should be wondering. I'm not even there. Yet he's saying I have something against you. Look at this. Because thou hast left thy first love. There is activity. But you have left your first love. Maybe perhaps you're already pursuing a position. You have left your first love. Maybe you are now focused on what people think about you. You have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou hast fallen, and repent, and do the first works. Or else I will come unto thee quickly and remove thy candlestick out of his place, except thou repent. Let's keep reading verse 6. But this thou hast. So there is still some bit of commendation. Thou hatest the deeds of the Lycaonians, which I also hate. Verse 7. He that had an ear. Everybody watching online, everybody in the household of David, let him hear what the Spirit said to the churches. To him that overcometh, will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. A church of works, a believer of works, but out of love. This church has suddenly forsaken this individual, this believer, suddenly forsaken his first love. God no longer has first place. He has been shifted behind something else, behind someone else, behind an ambition. He's now behind, no more in front. Repent. We go to the next church, the church of Smyrna, in verse 8. And unto the angel of the church in Smyrna, right. These things said, the first and the last, which was dead and is now alive, I know thy works. Isn't it amazing that God knows us beyond anyone else? I know thy works and tribulation and poverty. You think you are poor, but you are rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are of the Jews and are not, but of the synagogue of Satan. Let's keep reading. For none of those things which thou shalt suffer, for none of those things which thou shalt suffer, behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, that ye may be tried. And ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death. This is a high call now. And I will give thee the crown of life. Give us verse 11. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt in the second death. This church or this individual remains faithful during persecution. This church or this individual is commended for spiritual wealth, yet in material poverty. This church is not reprimanded. This individual is not reprimanded, but warned against impending imprisonment. You have suffered, but more suffering is coming. But remain faithful. For he that overcometh is the one that will have the crown of life. Can I announce to you, heaven is a place of overcomers. There is what to overcome that comes in order to arrive there. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 17 and 18. And then we come back to Revelations. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. There needs to be a reorientation of what the Christian faith is about. Jesus says to this church, to this individual in Smyrna, you have done well. Continue to remain faithful. Number three church here is the church of Pergamos. We keep reading from verse 12. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things said he which had the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works, and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name. So in a very dangerous-like environment, perhaps some part of Africa, you have held fast my name and has not denied my faith. Even in those days, wherein Antipas was my faithful mentor, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. You've done well, but I have a few things against thee. This is the head speaking to the body. Because thou therein hold the doctrine of Balaam, and taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols and to commit fornication. This in the church. Verse 15. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of Lycaonians, which I also hate. Repent, or else I will come to thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. This church has language. This believer has the language. He has the activity. She has the activity. But compromises on the beliefs and doctrines of Scripture. In Galatians chapter 1 verse 8. I was coming tonight and the Holy Ghost just impressed this scripture on me. But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed. Doctrines are flying all over the place. But remember, the head determines what the body is allowed or disallowed to do. The next one is the church of Thyatira. Verse 18. And unto the angel of the church of Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God. We are seeing Jesus speaking to us. Who had his eyes like unto him a flame of fire. And his feet are like fine brass. I know thy works. And charity and service and faith and patience and thy works. And the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding. The standards are high. Notwithstanding. I have a few things against you because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel to teach and to seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat of the things seduced to idols. So now this is not an offense of commission, but an offense of laxity. Seeing evil and saying it doesn't matter. I gave her space to repent of her fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed, and them that commit adultery with her, into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. It is never too late to turn. And I will kill her children with death. And all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and the hearts. And I will give to every one of you according to your works. Good works, love, service, faith, patience, however, following false prophets, allowing wrong people, sexual lust, idolatry. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. Thank you, Lord. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves to mankind, nor thieves, nor covetous, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, including myself. But ye are washed, ye are sanctified, but ye are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. Our work for God will never be a substitute for our walk with God. I tell you the truth. God told Abraham, what I need from you now is to walk before me, Genesis 17:1, and be perfect. The only description we see about Enoch in the scripture is Enoch walked with God. A revelation of Jesus. If you truly see him, you will see yourself as a member of the body and realign. Turn, return, repent. He's concerned. Number 5 is the church in Sardis. Revelation chapter 3, verse 1 to 6. And unto the angel of the church in Sardis write, these things said he which had the 7 spirits of God and the 7 stars, I know thy works. Every single church mentioned there had works. All had activity. And perhaps the activity was with intensity. But the activity plus the intensity was not with purity. All had works. Look at this again. I know thy works. Thou, oh my God. Thou has a name. A name. A name. And that's what many of us are looking for. A name. Thou has a name that thou livest, but you are dead. Look at it. You have the commendation. You have the celebration. You have the applause. 2 Corinthians, I believe, chapter 10, verse 18. It is not he that commended himself that is approved, but he whom the Lord commended. Those that God really commend many times will not have applause to back them up. Oh, yes, sir. All right, let's go back there. Look at what it says. Be watchful. Verse 2 of chapter 3 of Revelations. And strengthen the things which remain. Be watchful. Strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die. More things are still dying, but you are not aware. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Let's keep going. Verse 3, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard and hold fast and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know the hour I will come upon thee. Verse 4, thou hast a few names. I love this. Even in Sardis, which are not defiled. So there are still people standing. They have not defiled their garments. They shall not walk with me in white. And they shall walk with me, in white. For they are, what? Let me hear you scream that word. White. Louder, let me hear you. White. They are what? White. They are worthy. They are worthy. Verse 5. It says, he that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, for I will confess his name before my Father and before his angels. He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. My assignment tonight, which God will hold me accountable for, is not to excite you, but to give his bidding for the moment. Move on to the next church. And maybe we'll look at a few things under the Church of Sardis. This church thinks they are alive, but they are dead. They are practicing their faith, but not feeding their spirit. They need revival, but don't know it. In Ephesians chapter 5, verse 14, it says, "Awake, thou that sleepest, and arise from the dead, and Christ shall give thee light." The next church, the sixth church, is the church in Philadelphia. Verse 7 of Revelation 3 down to verse 13. "And the angel of the church in Philadelphia write, these things saith he which is holy, he that is true, he that had the key of David, he that openeth and no man shutteth, and shutteth and no man openeth. I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door, and no man can shut it. For thou hast a little strength, and hast kept my word, and hast not denied my name in a generation like ours. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which said they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet, and you will know that I have loved you, because thou hast kept the word of my patience." We are in such a hurry for many things to happen. "But you have kept the word of my patience. I will also keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon the whole world to try them that dwelleth upon the earth." Let's read verse 11. "Behold, I come quickly. Hold thou fast which thou hast, lest, or that no man take thy crown." Verse 12. "Him that overcometh will I make a pillar in the temple of my God, and he will go no more out, but I will write upon him the name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name." Give me verse 13. "He that had an ear, let him hear what the Spirit said to the churches." This is the second out of seven churches commended. This church, look at the characteristics, patiently endured despite its weakness. They are called to remain faithful. You find two things here happening. One is called to repent. The other is called to be faithful. So in case you are called to be faithful, it means there is work to retain what you're already holding. Let's look at the last church. The church in Laodicea. Revelation chapter 3, verse 14 all the way to 22. So we'll read a bit here. "And unto the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I will spew thee out of my mouth." Look at what this person is saying. "I am rich and increased with goods, and have need for nothing. And knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable and poor and blind and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thy shame of thy nakedness do not appear, and anoint thine eyes with ourselves that you may see. Pastor, I asked for something, and can I please quickly have it? I want to show you something here. And you tell me what you see, you discover that it doesn't look much until the content in it is altered. Right, quickly bring it out. What do you see here? What color? All right. We don't have as much time as we would like to, but I need to show you this. Can you see the kind of water coming in? What kind of water is that? All right. Let's see what happens if this is truly hot. Is something happening? Hot. And everything seems to change. You pour that out and put cold water. Nothing. And that shows the response of Jesus. If you were born, born. If you will be cold, be cold. Don't be in the middle. Because if I mix the content of this, it changes back. There is no point being in the middle. You are as bad as cold. Fired up in specific seasons of life and cold in the other makes you lukewarm. Jesus said, that's not what I want. And that reminds me of Elijah. If God be God, then serve him. If Baal be Baal, then serve him. Make a choice. You are either on fire or you are as irrelevant as an unbeliever. Into the church. Please help me take this. Oh Lord Jesus. And Jesus says, I'm not happy. Seven churches mentioned, seven states of the believer mentioned. And Jesus only commends two. Seem to go through a lot of persecution. It takes a lot to stand in a day like this. It takes a lot to say the things you know are true and real, yet not popular. Yeshua will reign forever till his kingdom there'll be no end. Only Yeshua will reign forever till his kingdom there'll be no end. The head of the church. He shows to us tonight the state of the body. And he asked me to tell you, no matter the revelation you have of the head, without an understanding of the state of the body, the head is not complete. It's time for a generation to realign. It's time. It's time. Do you see Jesus? Somebody says, yes, I see him. Then align.
Then return. Then turn.
Focus on him. All eyes on him. The Lord told me recently, he said, your generation knows too much about people, but very little about me. Too much. We can describe men of God. We can dissect them. We can talk of what they speak about. But do you know me? For they looked unto him, and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. Every one of us, including myself, gets something from here that we need to quickly work on. With urgency. With fervency.
The people commending you today are not the ones to open the gates of heaven for you.
Yes, sir.
They have no capacity. Neither do they have the authority. Neither do they have the audacity to say, come in.
They are also waiting to be called in. Therefore, my assignment is simple.
To awaken us, including the one speaking to you today. I read to you, he said, I, John, am your fellow brother.
One of our fathers in the faith told me, he said, your generation, everybody speaks with authority. Yet, haven't tasted many things. Haven't touched many things.
Awake, thou that sleepest.
Activity is not intimacy.
Awake, thou that sleepest. Title is not entitlement. Awake, thou that sleepest.
There is a call.
In the revelation of Jesus Christ, it's a revelation of the state of the body.
Do we get a commendation from him or a call for repentance? The choice is ours. But deep where you are seated, you know where you stand. The Lord told me, he said,
many are asking, where is the God of Elijah?
Personal encounters with him. And he said, tell them I'm asking, where are the Elijahs of God?
People who will hold me and dare take me at my word, where are they?
There are places God will send you to preach the word. They may stone you there. Will you still go?
Because we have a generation of itchy ears. Wanting to hear what affirms what they are doing as correct.
Yet I'm reading to you the end of the book.
Repent, realign.
Can I shock you? This message is not for sinners. It's for the church.
For he is the Lord, forever his truth shall reign, heaven and earth.
Oh, I love this.
Rejoicing in his holy name, he is exalted, the king is exalted on high. He's exalted, the king is exalted.
Can you see him?
I will praise him. He's exalted, forever exalted on high. We'll praise his name.
Come on!
He's
the Lord forever, forever. His truth shall reign higher. Heaven and earth rejoicing His holy name. He is exalted, the King is exalted on
high. This is what the Spirit is saying to the churches. This is what the Spirit is saying to you. He that had an ear, including the one preaching to you, will still face my judgment seat. Let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. What happened to us? How did we arrive here? Things that could not be heard about in ancient generations now are acceptable. And we say it's a new generation. Let me ask you, is there a new heaven? Who told you the rules changed? Who told you the standards changed? The message of revival is one that urgently is needed. Let me shock you. It's not the world that needs to be revived. It's the church. What the world needs is salvation. What the church needs is revival. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Amen. I know this may not be popular songs again. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Revive us again. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thine the glory. Revive us again.
Listen. The revelation of Jesus is incomplete without the revelation of our state. Paul the apostle said, for we see Jesus.
When I see him, I see what needs to realign in me. I refuse to be popular and to be commended by him. I'd rather be commended by him than be popular. Leonard Ravenhill said, if you want to be popular, preach happiness. If you want to be unpopular, preach holiness. But without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. I love what we read. I think that's in the church in Sardis. He said, there are still those who have not soiled their garments. It doesn't matter which denomination you belong to. It doesn't matter which church you belong to. This message is for you. As an individual, this is what the Spirit of God is saying to the churches.
You see here and discover, well, 1, 2, 3 relates to me. Repent. Realign. For I see the Lord seated on the throne, exalted. The train of his robe fills the temple with glory, and the whole earth is filled, and the whole
earth is filled, and the whole earth is filled with His glory.
This is a spiritual MRI.
On the outside, we all look okay.
But I, the Lord, search the heart.
But no matter how terrible these situations were that we read, he said, simple, repent. Don't repent it. Repent. You don't owe anybody any explanation. If it relates to you, my brother, I'm a fellow brother like you, repent.
When my little eye have seen where pastors ran to the altar, we're talking about the King of Glory. What is the title we bear? Where did we begin? He's Alpha and Omega. He was there before beginning began. Repent. Realign. Turn. Return back to your first love. See at the Spirit of the Lord to Isaac and to all that are present here. Thank God for the excitement and the joy and the jubilation and all of that is great. But what is the condition of our lover? Is he pleased? We have a few minutes left. And I honor Pastor in our midst. I truly believe that there are individuals who must make a decision today. The picture of the head has revealed to us the state of the body. Where do we stand? Rise on your feet. Thank you, Jesus.
Lord, are you pleased with me? Search me through and through. Where are the areas where adjustments must be made? And many of us already know those areas now. Activity may move the church, but doesn't move the owner of the church. Wherever you are, if you've truly seen Jesus and He has shown to you any shortcomings, I beg of you, I'm not above you, I'm your fellow brother. Let's return to God tonight. Let's do it genuinely tonight. The works will not get us there. I'd like you to join me at the altar very quickly. If that sounds like it is you that Jesus has spoken to, let's pray together very quickly. Very quickly. Just come wherever you are. And to be my joy and privilege, I speak to an authentic generation who will not care about what others say. Please, can I just ask, I respect that, but please, this is a very solemn moment. Very solemn moment. Some of us, as I'm speaking right now, as this call is being made, there are pictures painted. The revelation of Jesus. Without knowing the state of the body. If you're in any of the overflows as well, let's use this last 15 minutes or so. Just spend it at the altar. Thank you, Jesus. Keep coming. Keep coming. He's searching the heart. You can leave anything you are doing and take care of this first. Young and old. Wherever. However. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. Keep coming. That's right. Keep coming. Just come. Just come. Just come. Just come. Just come, household of David. Just come. Maybe a visitor, it doesn't matter. Just come. Let's get it right tonight. And let's get it right quickly. There is urgency. There is urgency. There is urgency. Quickly come. For it is not he that commended himself that is approved, but he whom the Lord commended. My message had not ended, but it says stop. The head has spoken. The body must align. Quickly come. Quickly come. Hold on. Let me say this to you. Our generation needs to become... We must recognize the beauty of repentance. I don't think there's anything as beautiful as that. I'm waiting for more people who must come, and then we'll pray. And I hand over the microphone. That's right, come. Repentance is beautiful. I've done it. It's beautiful. Why continue to struggle? Quickly come. I'll count to 10. 1. Come, come, come. I know some are coming from outside the overflows. This is not for the main bowl alone. This is for all of us. So come. Quickly come. 2. Quickly come. Quickly come. It could be the first time you are doing this. Or you are rededicating your life. It doesn't matter. For those who are seated or standing, now I believe you should begin to ask for God's help, His grace, to remain faithful. That also takes labor. That takes work. Grace to remain faithful. 3. Quickly come. Come from wherever. Don't let the devil make you repent what you should repent from. It's a risk. 5. More people are responding. Make it fast as you come. 7. Can you make it faster? 8. Everyone in front, place your right hand. Just let's quickly pray. I know many of you are already speaking to God yourself.
Place your hand on your chest. Those of us in front, just remain. If you are laying down, that's fine. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I repent of my sins. I ask today for your help to live a life that is pleasing to you. Help me, Jesus. Give me a new beginning and write my name in the book of life. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, by the blood of Jesus, every one of us up here at the altar are cleansed, we are washed, and our names are now written in the book of life. Grace to join the faithful. May that grace be released upon us. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, God bless you. All right, where should they go? Should they? All right, follow our officials as they direct us. Thank you, Lord. Father, we give you the praise. Will you lift your hands? I see there's a few minutes left. Just a few minutes with your hands lifted up. One of the things that were said, inspired by the Holy Spirit, is that when we catch a revelation of Jesus, we return, and we burn. May none of us ever, forever again, be found in the state of lukewarmness. You can't catch a revelation of him and be afraid of a man that can kill the body, but not the spirit. Grace to face obstacles like the apostles of old. May that grace be poured out upon us in the name of Jesus. Amen. Father, thank you for this revelation of Jesus. For a revelation of the state of the body. And in the state of the body, we find the state of our lives. Thank you for helping us turn, return, and burn. I give you the praise. And I give you all the glory. For it is in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. Thank you. We love you.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.